So today we'll continue reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we are listening from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter number 24. So in this chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explaining about the Atmaram verse. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has quoted one verse and he has explained to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Then later on, he explained the same verse. Atmaramascha munaya nikranthya purukrame kurbantya ahetukim bhakti thambhuta guna hari. Describing about the greatness of the qualities of Hari, how these great qualities of Hari attracts the nikranthya purukrame. Those that have no bondage, their atmarama, they don't depend upon anything else to be happy. Those liberated souls, how still they become attracted towards the sweet pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Actually, Krishna is so attractive. That's why his name is Krishna. You know, Akarsayati iti Krishna. So attractive. What to speak of his attracting these liberated personalities? The scripture describes that he is so attractive when he is having pastimes in Vrindavan. All the gopas and gopis of Vrindavan getting attracted towards Krishna. He is so attractive. Even if the animals also get attracted. Daytime Krishna, when he goes for grazing the cows, all the animals would look on his lotus face. So attractive, they would whole day they would watching his face. And evening time, when Krishna will come back to his house, all the animals will follow. Krishna will enter to his house, Nanda Maharaj's house. But in separation, animals will not go back to forest. They will wait until next day morning Krishna come out of the house. Then again they will follow. This is the attractive. So much attracted he was. What to speak of the animals were attracted to Krishna. Even if the inanimate things like the mountain, trees, rivers, they are getting attracted towards the beauty, towards the sound vibration of flute of Lord Krishna, that Krishna is so attractive. Somewhere in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explaining that what to speak of all these entities on this earthly planet, even heavenly planets, the denizens of heavenly planets, they get attracted towards Krishna. And what to speak of denizens of heavenly planets? Even Lakshmi Devi, the most chaste lady, the wife of Vishnu, she gets attracted by the beauty of Krishna. And what to speak of Lakshmi getting attracted? Even if her husband also gets attracted towards the beauty of Krishna. He is so beautiful. Vishnu is thinking, how can I take darshan of Krishna? And finally, what to speak of Vishnu getting attracted? Krishna is so attractive. He himself gets attracted also towards his beauty. One day in Dwaraka, Krishna saw his own reflection. Then he saw his own reflection on the wall, on the pillar. Then he said, oh, kascha matakara kari purusha, who is this beautiful boy? And then he could embrace his own form. He is so attractive. And what to speak of the liberated souls will not get attracted. Definitely they will get attracted. While Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining this verse, Atmaramascha munayah, at one point he is describing about mukti, liberation. So yesterday we had some preliminary discussion on this mukti, how this mukti has different meanings, how it is relative, how it means to different people different things. So we are discussing that how people to become free from some trouble, they think I got liberation, mukti, free, freedom. Or people that think to go to heavenly planets is liberation. Some people to go to Brahma Jyoti, Mad Nirakar form of the Absolute Truth is liberation. Then finally we discussed how none of these are real liberation. The real liberation is to go to Vaikuntha. Tadgatya nanivartante tad dhamam paramamama. Once you come back, never will go back from here. If you go to heavenly planets, we know Bhagavad Gita Krishna saying that even if you go to heaven, Tetam bhukta swargalokam vishalam khine punne martaloke vishanti. After enjoying the facilities in heaven, again you have to come back. So that is not liberation. You imagine Brahman effulgence. Even if you go there, still you have to come back. Jena rabindakcha vimukta manina stoya astadbhava abhisiddha buddhaya arya kuchana parangpatam tatha patanti adha. So then what is real liberation? What is mukti? The definition of mukti is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. That mukti annatha rupam hitva swarupena vyavasthita. The definition of mukti liberation is annatha rupam hitva swarupena vyavasthita. One has to be situated in his swaswarup. In his swaswarup, giving up all annatha rupam, all external false designations. So what is this swarupena vyavasthita? What is the meaning of situating ourself in our real swarup? That has been explained in this Chaitanya Charitamrita very systematically and very nicely. And rejecting all the opinions that people they give, the central person they give, even the scriptures gives. Oh, this is the liberation, this is the liberation, this is the liberation. But Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is refuting everything. Very systematically and nicely. None of the real liberation. Until unless one reaches to the spiritual planet, even if the transcendentalists like the Jnanis, though they achieve the absolute truth, but still that is not liberation. Mam upetya tu kantaya punarjanmana vidyate, Krishna saying, once you get me, so that is the real liberation. So, in this regard, today we have discussed up to this point that how there are three kinds of jnani. Anybody remembers from yesterday class? Three kinds of jnanis. One jnani at least. Mumukshu. Then Jivananmukta. Then Praptaswarup. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita is very famous for this analytical discussion. Very nice words he puts and makes things so easy to understand. See, mumukshu means one who desires liberation, mumukshu. I had explained bhumukshu and mumukshu. Material enjoyment, then liberation. Bhumukshu, mumukshu. The desire for liberation. Now, jivananmukta, they are liberated. While still they are living, the jivanan mukta. Then prapta swarup. Prapta swarup means those they have received the swarup, real form they have received. Those they are desiring mukti. So what is real mukti? One who is desiring for real mukti, what he should do? He should give up worshipping all of the ghastly forms of the demigods. And that most peaceful personality, to get real, one who is real mumukshu, what he should do? Narayana kalasanta bhajanti hi anasiyave. Being not envious of anyone, he will simply worship the form of Lord Narayan. So in this way, those that desiring liberation, if they come in contact with the sadhu, the devotees, what they will do? Mumukshu chadaya Krishna bhajana kara. They will be engaged in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. So today we will listen from Chaitanya Charitamrita, text number 125, Madhya Lila, chapter 24. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aho Mahatmana Bahudosa Dushta. Ekena Bhate Sabhava Gunena. Satsanga Makhena Sukha Bahena. Satsanga Makhena Sukha Bahena.
Jano Jena Krisha Krisha Mumuksha Aho Mahatman Bahuda Sadhista Apekyana Bhattava Gunena Satsanga Makhena Sukhavahena Janu Jena Krisha Mumuksha Aho Mahatman Bahuda Sadhista Api Kena Bhakti Sabhava Gunena Satsanga Makhena Sukhavahena Jano Jena Krisha Mumuksha
Aho Mahatman Bahado Shadusto
Aho Mahatman Bahado Shadusto
Ina Patye Sabhavo Gunina Satsanga Makhena Sukhavahena
Satsanga Makhena Sukhavahena
O great learned devotee, although there are many faults in this material world, there is one good opportunity, the association with devotees. Such association brings about great happiness. Due to this good quality, our strong desire to achieve liberation by merging into the Brahman effulgence has been weakened. This verse has been quoted from Harihakti Sudhadaya. So here it has been stated that when and why the desire to merge into Brahman effulgence gets weakened? Only when you get association of the pure devotees. So in this regard, to complete this discussion, I will read few verses. Then you will get the clear picture about the liberation. What is liberation or mukti? And how? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explaining about mumukshu, jivanan mukta and prapta swarup. What is real mumukshu? What is real jivanan mukta? And what is real prapta swarup? So in this particular verse, it has been explained how this so-called mukti, the desire for mukti has been rejected. That is what Bhagavatam teaches us. For in the beginning, Bhagavatam says, Dharma prajjita kaitavatra parma nimastranam satam vidyam vastavam atravastu sivadam tapatra unmalanam. Cause to root out the tritap clash, three kinds of miseries, and to bring all auspiciousness, sivadam, one has to know vidyam vastavavastum. What is the real subject that we have to understand? And Srimad Bhagavatam explains about that, rejecting everything about dharma prajjita kaitava. All the cheating things has been taught to us through different Vedic literatures. That is dharma, artha, kama and moksha. All the Vedic literature including Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Puran. Anything you will open, they are teaching about dharma, artha, kama, moksha. These four chaturvargas. But Bhagavatam from the beginning, it states that the pure devotees, they read Srimad Bhagavatam, and Bhagavatam has rejected these four things, dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Dharma, artha, kama, people they do dharma. Why people they do dharma? By doing dharma, they will accumulate some artha. Otherwise, why so much yajna, pious activity, so much demigod worship is going on? You will get something, some artha. Otherwise, nobody would be engaged in these activities. By doing dharma, people accumulate artha. When they accumulate artha, economic development, then they engage in kama. Dharma, artha, kama, and sense gratification. So these are not the real goal of the life. For the transcendentalists, the real goal of the life is mukti, liberation. The last one has been regarded by most exalted personality, that this is the highest goal, mukti. But Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he is explaining in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Ajnana tamere naam kahiye kaitava, dharma artha kama mukha banchadi sava. All these desires for dharma, artha, kama and mukha chaturvarga, they are known as Ajnana tama, ignorance, cheating. Ajnana tamere naam kahiye kaitava, simply cheating. We have been cheated by being aware to all this chaturvarga, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But someone will say, why? Mukti is highest. By mukti, you will become free from this material bondage. Everyone is striving for that, how to get liberation. Liberation is regarded the highest goal of the life. But according to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, among these four cheating, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, tar madhye mukti vancha kaitava pradhan. The liberation is the topmost sitting. The topmost sitting is the liberation. People in general, they think, oh, liberation is goal of the life. But among these four things, liberation is topmost sitting. Jaha haite Krishna bhakti hai antar dhyan. Which once will strive, he will be deprived of Krishna bhakti. The most sitting. So then he is discussing, how come this is most cheating? People staying in this material world, material bondage, suffering, that is not cheating. And someone got liberation, got Brahmananda, become free from material bondage, that is cheating. How that is cheating? Then he is explaining, yes, that is cheating. Because if we don't get liberation, we stay in this material world, somehow or other, someday there is a chance, we will get some sadhu sangha. Even if because due to our bad karma, we take birth as a bird, as a tree, as an insect, there could be some possibility. One day you could take birth as a worm, in the prasad, where we throw the prasadam. I mean, in the stool of some Vaishnava, in some stomach. That will derive us highest benediction in our life, where our liberation merging in Brahman effulgence. Will bring us no hope anymore to get sadhu sangha. No sadhu sangha there. In Brahmacharya, no sadhu sangha. Unless, what Jayapataka Maharaj is telling, unless you are floating in Brahmacharya, it happens Narada only flying through that. You touch his body. But that body touching, I don't know how much benefit you will get. So real sadhu sangha. It has been reduced. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, তার পৃথিবীতে যত সব ধর্ম নামে চলে ভাগবতে কহে সব পরিপূর্ণ চলে হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড ফর দ্য ফলো ইন নেম অফ ধর্ম ভাগবত ক্লিয়ারলি মেনশন দ্য অল চিটিং সিম্পলি চিটেড সিম্পলি চিটেড দ্যাট ইন দিস ভার্স টু দ্য হ্যাজ বিন এক্সপ্লেইন দ্যাজ ওয়ান গুড অপরচুনিটি দো উই আর ইন দিস ম্যাটেরিয়াল ওয়ার্ল্ড হ্যাজ সো মেনি ফলস. Just like Sukadeva Goswami telling to Parikshit Maharaj, Kalar dosa nidhi radhan. O king, this age of Kali has the bad qualities. Atyanta dushta. Many, many bad qualities. The ocean of bad qualities. Astyaka mahanaguna. One good, great quality is Kali Yuga. The same way, this material world has so many faults, but it is giving us one great opportunity. The association of the devotees. So in this way, just by the association of the devotees that happened to Saunak Rishi, they are all trying to get liberation. But when they get association of Narad Muni, Narade Sanghe Saringan, Mumuksha Chariya Kaila Krishna Rehajan, the Saunak, by associating with the great Saint Narad, Saunak and other great sages, gave up the desire for liberation and engaged in Krishna's devotional service. Now here we are discussing about only one mumukshu. Mumukshu means desiring for liberation. We are desiring for liberation and it happens that you get association of the devotees. That desire for liberation will be perfect one. Krishna darshane karo, Krishna kripaye, mumukshu chariya kune bhaje tar paye. Simply by meeting Krishna, if it happens, somebody meets Krishna, Jai Shri Radha Gokula Nanda ki, or if it happens, receiving Krishna's special favor, one can give up the desire for liberation. Don't want to get liberation. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sikkha Astaka saying that I don't want to become free from the cycle of birth and death. Rather, Mama Janmani Janmani Sare Bhavata Bhakti Ahintikite. Mama Janmani, let me take birth again and again. I don't want liberation. Mumukhyu Chariya, the desire for liberation, he gives up. The desire for liberation. Then what he does? Mumukhyu Chariya Gune Bhajata Pai. Being attracted by the transcendental qualities of Krishna, then he engages in his devotional service. This is the perfection of mumukshu, one who is desiring for liberation. Then another verse is quoting from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, where it has been stated that in this Dwaraka Dham, I am being attracted by some Godhead Krishna, who is personified spiritual bliss. Krishna is Kevala Ananda Kanda. Shruti also states that Parambrahma is Anandam Brahma. He is made up of bliss. His personification of spiritual bliss. And simply by seeing him, I am feeling great happiness. Oh, I have wasted so much of my time trying to become self-realized through impersonal cultivation. This is cause for great lamentation. Oh, so much of my time, my endeavor I have wasted looking for this impersonal Brahman realization or liberation. I have wasted my life. So in this way, the mukha, mukti kami, mukchu, they get the perfection by understanding all this. Real mukti means I don't want to merge or become one with God. Rather, I serve God. This is perfection of mukchu. Then second group is jivanamukta, three kinds of jnani. The second groups of jnani are jivanamukta. Jivanamukta anek dui bheda jani. There are many jivanamuktas. There are many people who are liberated even in this lifetime. Jivanamukta anek sai dui bheda jani. Bhakte jivanamukta jnane jivanamukta mani. There are many jivanamukta. But they are categorized in two different class there. One is bhakte jivanamukta, another is jnane jivanamukta. So bhakte jivanamukta means some are liberated by discharging devotional service and others are liberated through philosophical speculative. Two kinds of liberation. So jivanamukta, one group of people that jivanamukta by engaging themselves constantly in devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Another group of people, they are known as jivanamukta by or through this philosophical speculative process. So what is the difference? Somebody is jivanamukta, liberated by engaging in devotional service, what will happen to him? And someone is jivanamukta, liberated in this life through philosophical speculative process. Then what is the difference? So he is explaining next verse. Bhakte jivanamukta guna krishna haya krishna bhaje krishushka jnane jivanamukta adha aparadhe adha maje. What happens? Bhakte jivanamukta. If one is liver service, what happens to him? He becomes more and more attracted by transcendental qualities of Krishna. It is just starts some or other due to the association with the devotees. Somehow he will start it. Then gradually, he will be more and more attracted. The other group, that philosophical speculative process, shushka jnana, the dry speculative knowledge, shushka jnana jivanamukta, and they engage in aparadha. Aparadha adhamaje. Those who are liberated by speculative process eventually fall down, again due to offensive activities. What is their offense? The mayavadi krishna aparadhi. All these people, they are always shushka jnani. They are always offensive to Krishna. They say Krishna, Parambrahma, has no hand, no mouth, no leg. Parambrahma is coming from Nirakar. He is added with gunas. These kinds, all kinds of offense they commit. That's a Brahma in his prayer to Krishna. In Bhagavatam, it is explaining how these people, the shushka jnanis,
What happens to them? Jena Bindaksha Vimukta Marina Stoya Astadabhava Abhisiddha Buddhaya Arya Kuchana Parampadantata Patanti Adha. They fall down. They fall down because of their offensive mental, they fall down. O lotus eyed one, those who think they are liberated. Vimukta Marina, they think, oh, there is a problem, we are liberated. Vimukta Marinas. They think they are liberated in this life. But without devotional service to you, and pure intelligence, Abhisuddha Buddhaya, their buddhi is not pure. Although they accept severe austerities, Arya Kuchana and penance, and rise to the spiritual position, Arya Kuchana Parampadang Tadaha, almost the absolute platform to impersonal Brahman realization, Patanti Adha, they fall down again. Why they fall down again? Nadrita Jisma Dangraya, because they have not developed respect, affection unto your lotus feet. Because they neglect worship your lotus feet, they must fall down. This is the situation. This is the difference between the two kinds of Jivanan Mukta. Bhakti Jivanan Mukta and the Jnana Jivanan Mukta. Bhakti Jivanan Mukta, you get more and more attachment to Krishna. And Shushka Jnana Jivanan Mukta, being offensive to Krishna, one will Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma No Sajati No Kanchati. Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita. And here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has quoted that verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. That what happens to those personalities? They really come to the Brahman platform, Brahma Bhuta platform. And when they come to Brahma Bhuta platform, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, they become very peaceful. Prasanatma, fully Prasanatma. They are elevated to a very peaceful situation. Brahmavata Prasanatma. No sochati, no kanchati. They don't lament. And they don't hanker also. They lose something, they don't lament. They don't have something, they don't hanker for that. And they are equal to everybody. And if they are really Brahmavata, then what happens to them? So they are really Brahmavata. They don't have ignorance. Somebody is really Brahmavata. Madhakti lavate parami. They achieve by parabhakti. So in this way, it has been explained. This is mumukshu, those desiring for mukti. The real mukti will be derived only by surrendering unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, the two kinds of jivanan mukta has been explained. Then, he is quoting another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. No, from Billamangal. Billamangal Thakur. He was also some kinds of this monism he was attracted. So he is saying, although I was worshipped by those on the path of monism and initiated into self-realization through yoga system, I have nonetheless been forcefully turned into a maid servant by some cunning who is always joking with the gopis. So Bigila Mangal saying, I was in this line of yoga also, but somehow that this cunning boy, he has attracted me, forcefully has attracted me. That boy who always joke with gopis. Who jokes with gopis? Who jokes with gopis? Krishna. So in this way, bhakti vale prapta swarup divya deha paye, Krishna guna Krishna haya bhaje Krishna paye. So like this, has been explained about mumukshu, then jivanan mukta. Now he will explain about prapta swarup. What is prapta swarup? Prapta swarup means to attain one's constitutional position. So I have mentioned that mukti means anyatha rupam hitta swarupena vyavasthita. The giving of all other designation to self on swaswarup. So this is the part prapta swarup. That one who has achieved prapta swarup, one who has achieved his constitutional position. So bhakti vale prapta swarup divya deha paye. So which swarup is real swarup? Going to Brahma Jyoti is real swarup, or going to Vaikuntha is real swarup? And here Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explaining, one who has attained his constitutional position by the strength of devotional service, attains a transcendental body even in this lifetime, and being attracted by Lord Krishna's transcendental qualities, he fully engages in service at his lotus feet. Prapta swarup, the jnani's, they have one kind of prapta swarup. and devotees they have one kind of prapta swarup. The jnanis they get sadhujya mukti. The sadhujya mukti, sab sadhujya mukti. One is Brahma sadhujya, another is Ishwara sadhujya. So Brahma sadhujya means the spirit soul, that atma, chin matra, chit matra, chit kana atma. Atma will go and stay in Brahma jyoti. Then enjoy the Brahmananda. Brahmananda means the absence of material sufferings, known as Brahmananda. Then Ishwara sadhujya. In Ishwara sadhujya, the spirit soul will merge into the body of Ishwara, body of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And there, that spirit soul also will derive lot of bliss, enjoyment. How will derive lot of bliss, enjoyment? It will stay inside the body of Supreme Personality of Godhead. And through the senses of God, it will enjoy there also in the body. But it can't enjoy as much as God can enjoy. Prapta Swarup is there. And Ramanujacharya, he explains that Jiva Swarup, Swarup means he is explaining that each and every living entity coming from Vishnu's body, and in this material world, this is a reflection of our real Swarup in Vishnu's body. So that real Swarup is there and reflection is here. And when you get liberation and we go back to our real Swarup, that is where Ramanujacharya explains. Though we don't accept that so much. Our real Swarup means to go back to Godhead, Vaikuntha, and get liberation there. There are four kinds of liberation apart from the Sadhujya Mukti. What are these four kinds of liberation, Ramanuj Prabhu? Salokya,
Shasti,
Sarsti,
Samipya,
Sarupya. Four kinds of mukti. So one mukti has been rejected already. Which maya mukti is rejected? Which mukti has been rejected? Sadhujya Mukti. Lord Krishna is saying, my devotees, diyamanam na grindanti, even if I give. No. What is Sadhujya Mukti? No question of Krishna will offer to his devotee. Krishna will not offer Sadhujya Mukti. The devotee Sadhujya Mukti is like, kaivalya narakayate. Sadhujya Mukti kaivalya is like hell. Kaivalya narakayate tridasapura akasa puspayate. This heaven is like a cloud in the sky. It has specific English word also. So that is what the devotees will they reject as hell. For four kinds of mukti they may receive. If there is devotional service. Otherwise diyamanam na grinnanti. Even I offer to my devotees, the salakya, samipya, shasti, sarupya, they don't accept it. They reject these things. So why they reject? That is real liberation. You are going to Vaikuntha, Jagratta, Nanivartante, Tadhamam, Paramamama. But still, why the devotees they reject? Is that real Swaswarup? Is that real Prapta Swarup? To go to Vaikuntha? Prabhupada said, no, go to Vaikuntha is not real Prapta Swarup. Is that in explained scripture? For example, out of these four liberation, someone will get Salakya. Salakya, what is Salakya means? He will go to Vaikuntha Loka. He will go to Vaikuntha Loka. But even Loka, it is not necessarily that you can see Lord Vishnu there. Not necessarily. All the inhabitants of Vaikuntha, they don't come in contact with Vishnu. They can come close to Vishnu, just like your Prime Minister. All you people, they have not gone to see. He is Prime Minister here. The same way, though Vaikuntha Vishnu is there, Adhipati, Vaikunthapati, all Vaikunthapasi, they don't have opportunity to see Vishnu. They have Manasik Darshan, but they can see Vishnu face to face even in Vaikuntha. Will you like to have this liberation of Salakya? You like this? Hari, go to Vaikuntha, you can't see the Vishnu. Nobody will like that. So that is defeated, rejected. Then Salakya, then Shasti. Shasti means you will get opulence like Vishnu. But you can't get that much opulence like Vishnu, because Vishnu can create universes. You get almost like Vishnu, but you don't get so much opulence. But devotees, they don't like to go to Vaikuntha so that I get opulence like Vishnu. They don't want that this kind of liberation where they just go and get opulence like Vishnu. So Salokya rejected, Sarstil is rejected, then Sarupya. In Sarupya means you will get a rupa, form like Vishnu. You will get like form like Vishnu means you will get a body with four arms, you will get a Sankha Chakra Gada Padma.
They got a bluish body like Vishnu. But there is some difference. The Vishnu has some special mark on his hand and leg. That liberated souls will not get that. Vishnu has Srivastra Chinna on his chest. Liberated souls will not get this. What is? They are not interested in getting Sarupya Mukti also. There is one Mukti that devotees may like. What is left over? One liberation? The last one? Samipya. Samipya means in Samipya Mukti, one will get opportunity to stay near Vishnu. So some of the Samipya is the highest. If somebody go to Vaikuntha, you get Samipya Mukti, okay, at least Samipya, I can stay close to Vishnu. So he may accept that. But for the followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they don't want that Mukti also. The Samipya Mukti they don't like also. So what is the defect in the Samipya Mukti? That is not the Swarupena Vyavasthita, they reject that. The Samipya Mukti, you may go to Vaikuntha, you may serve Vishnu. But when you are serving Vishnu, you may be very close to Vishnu, but you have so much fear, so much youth, so much respect. Oh, he is Vishnu, he is God, he is so great, I am so small. That mood is that which keeps the living entity too much distance between God and the living entities. So devotees, they don't like to stay far. They don't like to develop a relationship where there is so much fear. You love somebody, so much fear, so much even reverence, that reduce your love. Your loving sentiment will be reduced when you see the Lord, oh, he is so great. So much so that these people, they will think, oh, Lord is omnipotency he has. He is all-powerful Lord. I am so small. What service I can do? He can do everything for himself. As a result, devotee will develop a mood. I don't have to do anything for him. Because he has all the potency. So he can do everything for himself. Why should I do? Aisharja gyanada sab jagat sithil. Prem becomes reduced when so much opulence, when devotees they see so much opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the prem gets reduced. That's why the devotees they don't like all kinds of this. What to speak of Sajuja Mukti? If you go to Vaikuntha, attend all other Muktis, also rejected. So here, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, continuing describing these things, that he is saying that Krishna Guna Krishna Haya Bhaja Krishna Paya. The highest and topmost liberation is that one has to worship the lotus feet of Krishna. Until, unless you have developed a loving relationship with Krishna, you have not come, that is not prapta swarup. The real swarup has not been achieved. That's why one has to worship Krishna. And he's quoting on Bhagavatam Srimad Bhagavatam. He's saying again, the living entities and other potencies merge into Mahavishnu as Lord lies down and winds up. The cosmic manifestation is known as Nirodh. In Bhagavatam, 10 kinds of subject matter has been described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra sarga visargasya sthanam poshanamutayah mannantara isanu katha nirodha muktir asraya. 10 subject matter. The nirodha means everything will wind up and goes back. Whole cosmic manifestation along with all the ingredients of cosmic manifestation, all the souls, they will merge into Mahavishnu. So liberation means being situated in one's eternal original form after giving up the changeable gross and suitable bodies, mukti hitva anyatha rupam surupena vyavasthitaha. So then he was explaining, Krishna bahir mukha dase maya haite bhai, Krishna mukha bhakti haite maya mukta hai. So what is the real cause that we are very much afraid of scare in this material world? Everyone in this material world, they have fear. There is no one who has no fear. Starting from a small ant, all the way up Indra and Brahma. No one is fearless. But why we are subjected in this fearful state? Where from this fear arises to us? And Brahma in his prayer is explaining why each and every living entity in this material world, starting a small insect all the way up to Brahma, why everybody is scared? Where from this arises from?
Bhayam ditya abhinivesatasyat isapatasya viparjasme. The bhayam arises, the fear arises. Where it arises from? It arises from ditya abhinivesatasyat. From the misconception being a product of material energy. Ditya, when we contemplate upon the secondary object, upon this body, then what happens? Isa apatasya. We turn our face away. Isa apatasya. When the living entity turns its face away from Ishwara, Krishna, then viparjaya asmrita, this forgetfulness of his relationship with Krishna, puts in him into the precarious situation of material existence. Viparjaya. And the process has been given in the second line. Then how one will become free from this fearful state of life? Tang matmaya. Why that happens at all? Why all these things happens? Maya. That happens in the energy of Krishna. Tat maya. Due to the illusory energy of Krishna. That's why the intelligent people, Buddha abhajata tang. This happened. Everything happens or entanglement in this material world is because illusory energy of Krishna. Tat maya. Because of your illusory energy. That's why Atta Buddha abhajata tang. The intelligent people, they worship unto you. Daiviye sagunamai mahamaya duratya mam evam je prapadante maya metam tarantiti. Next verse has been quoted from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Mam evam je prapadante. Buddha abhajatang. The intelligent people, they simply surrender unto you. How they will surrender unto you? Na bhaktya ekaya isam guru devatatmaha. Bhaktya. They will surrender unto you through bhakti. Not through jnana. Not through karma. Not through yoga. Ekaya isam. And how they will surrender? Ekaya isam. Only to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nobody else. Understanding his devata and atma. He is my worshipable Lord and he is super self. So we are worshipping so many things. Our father, our mother, our children, our country, the demigods, the ghosts. So people are worshipping the dogs also. So many worshipable objects. And Lord Shiva explained to Parvati, among so many worshipable objects, who is most worshipable one? Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhana paramam. Among all the worshipable lords, the Vishnu is the topmost worshipable. Whom we are worshipping here? We are worshipping Vishnu or Krishna? Krishna. That's why Shiva is saying, Aradhananam sarvesang Vishnu aradhana paramam. Vishnu is the topmost worshipable personality. Why are we running after Krishna? Then we have to answer that. Who is this Vishnu? And Brahma Sangita. Brahma Sangita, Brahma explaining this Vishnu. Jasya eka nishasita kala mathabhilamba jivanti loma bilaja jagadanda natha Vishnur mahan. So here, jasya kala visesa govindam adi purusam tamahang bhajami. This Vishnu is mahan, the great. He is so great. Jasya eka nishasita kala. He breathes out. Unlimited Brahmanda is created. He breathes in everything. Finish. There is one life of Brahma. One life of Brahma is how long? 100 years. Right? How long is the 100 years? One day of Brahma is 1000 times Satya Tritya Dwapar Kali. One day. And 30 days, 1 month. In this 100 years of Brahma, that is one breath. Like this. Lord Vishnu will breathe out and breathe in. And for Krishna, how much is that, you know? Krishna will blink his eyes. But Vishnu will breathe in and breathe out. And for Krishna, blink his eyes. That's it. The point is, jasya eka nishasita kala mathabhilamba jivanti lama vilaja dagadanda natha. That Vishnu is so great. But even if he is so great, Vishnu mahan sahajasya kala visasa. His kala. His answer. Plenary person. Govindam adi purusam tamaham bhajami. That's why Govinda, I worship unto you. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. So who is worshipable Lord? The most worshipable Lord is Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatanaya Taddham Vrindavanam रम्या का चित बद्र गणजा कल्पिता श्रीमत भागवतम अमलम प्रमाणम प्रेम उपमार्थ महान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुर मतम इदम तत्रादर नापर दिस इज मत दिस ओपिनियन ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु एंड वी शुड डेवलप ओनली अट्रैक्शन टू दिस वर्डिक्ट नथिंग एल्स तत्रादर नापर नथिंग एल्स व्हाट इज दैट द मोस्ट वर्शिपफुल लॉर्ड इज हु इज मोस्ट वर्शिपफुल लॉर्ड हाँ Krishna, okay. To some extent we reached at least up to Krishna now. After surpassing every level, we have come up to Krishna. But Mahaprabhu is not satisfied with this Krishna business. He is not satisfied, I am worshipping Krishna. He is more particular about also. Something more than that. Just saying that our worshipful Lord is Krishna, Mahaprabhu is not satisfied with that. He is more particular about the Krishna. He is saying, Aradhya Bhagavan. Most worshipful Lord is that Lord, Bhagavan, Aradhya Bhagavan, Brajasa Tanaya, the son of Nanda Maharaj, the son of Nanda Maharaj, that Krishna is my worshipful Lord. And that Krishna, not anywhere else, you find that Krishna somewhere else, he is not my worshipful Lord. He is only my worshipful Lord when he is in Vrindavan. Brajasa Tanaya Tad Dham Vrindavanam. Ramya kachit vasana vadavadhvar ganajakalpita. The way the Brajagopis, they surrender unto Krishna. Brajagopis, they saw Krishna. If Krishna is your worshipful Lord, Brajagopis, they saw Krishna. Where they saw Krishna? In Kurukshetra. After many, many years, they saw Krishna in Kurukshetra. They said, who is this Krishna? He is wearing all this kingly dress. Where is that beautiful covered dress? Where is that beautiful Vrindavan? Where is that nice sound vibrations of all the creating? And all these horses and elephants, these chariots rattling here, this horrible situation here. Oh Krishna, we don't want this Krishna here. We are not happy. We are little happy. To get we are little happy. But still we understand, you have not given full blessings to us. We will be fully blessed only if we get you in Vrindavan. So that's why the real swarup that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu giving and he wants us to go this prapta swarup. The prapta swarup is that we have to reach unto the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why it is stated Aradhya Bhagavan Brajasatanaya Tad Dhamma Vrindavanam Ramya Kachidupasana Brajavadubargana Jakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam teaches us these things. Amalam Pramanam Prema Kumartha Mahan is the fifth Purusartha, Panchama Purusartha. Rejecting four purusartha. What are the four purusarthas? Dharma artha kama moksha. Been rejected, prajita. Rejected. And what is establishing? The fifth purusartha. Prema pumartha mahan. That is Krishna prema. So, swarup prapti means to go back to Godhead onto the lotus feet of Krishna. And only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given it. We cannot get lotus feet of Krishna by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. We can't get lotus feet of Krishna as he is in his constitutional position by worshipping Krishna. By worshipping Krishna, we will not get lotus feet of Krishna. By worshipping Krishna, one can become demon also. Krishna's Kavrajagrasa dare to say, by worshipping Krishna, one can become demon. Is there any instance somebody worshipping Vishnu or Krishna still is demon? Who? Hiranyaksha? He is worshipping Vishnu? No, never. Jarasandha. Jarasandha is a great worshipper of Vishnu. Still he was a demon also. That is Krishna's conversation saying, if someone worshipping Krishna without worshipping Chaitanya, he could become a demon also. Not necessarily by worshipping Krishna, you will become a great devotee of Krishna. No. But if someone worships Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because by worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the real swarup of Krishna will be revealed. Otherwise, the real swarup of Krishna will not be revealed. If somebody will worship Krishna only, Madhva Sampradaya, they worship Krishna. But they don't know about Radharani. But Krishna's real swarup doesn't manifest as long as Radharani is not there next to him. So how you get Krishna? So no one gets Krishna. Except Chaitanya. Only who can give Krishna? Krishna can give himself to his devotees. So that's why Krishna can, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to give the real things. So in this way, what we have got from Srila Prabhupada is not something ordinary. Things that Prabhupada has given us. If you analyze, if you discuss, Chaitanya Chandra Daya Karaha Vichar, Vichar Karele Chitte Pave Chamatkar.
The contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the magnanimity of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to be analyzed properly. Karha vichar. Then vichar kaile chitte pave chamatkar. Then we will find the wonders, the wonderful explanations. Then one will understand the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Such is this Chaitanya Charitamrita, great literature. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur is saying, if any time your area, the big flood will come, flood is going to inundate your house, then you give up everything. You go to the roof of your building, you pick up three things, three books, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Leave everything aside. Go to the roof. Then water increasing. You're holding the books, no? Oh, it's too heavy now. Okay, first drop Bhagavad Gita. You think it's too heavy, you drop Bhagavad Gita. It is sunk. Then hold Chaitanya Charitamrita Bhagavatam. Very heavy. Then drop Srimad Bhagavatam. But Chaitanya Charitamrita, don't drop it. Keep it. Not you are offending Gita and Bhagavatam. No, because Chaitanya Charitamrita consists of everything. Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, Chaitanya Charitamrita is a notebook which has everything. You don't have to have a separate notebook. Usually people, they read books, literatures, then they make their notebooks, right? You don't have to make a notebook out of Chaitanya Charitamrita. All Veda, Vedanta, Upanishad, all 16 Puranas, everything been quoted here. But he has quoted everything, how to make Krishna the greatest. He is very expert, Krishna. So this is the magnanimity, the greatness of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam ki, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu ki, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami ki, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nitai Gaura Pramanande. Thank you very much.